the company Taxback has been calling on the revenue commissioners to address what it calls bizarre tax allowance anomalies. It's looking for a complete overhaul of the flat rate employment expense allowances to include an adjustment of the allowances in line with inflation, the introduction of a flat rate expense for e-workers or those working from home, as well as for office workers. Well, joining me now to talk more about this and to explain what it's all about, I am joined on the line now by Marion Ryan. She is Consumer Tax Manager with Taxback. Marion, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
So Taxback is calling on the revenue commissioners to address some tax allowance abnormalities, which you've described as bizarre. So maybe you might talk to us about these and about where these discrepancies arise.
Absolutely. So I suppose what we need to do first is just explain what a flat rate expense is. So a flat rate expense is a really nice tax credit. It's actually one of my favourite things to talk about when it comes to taxes, because in general, it's the easiest tax relief that you're ever going to claim because it's based solely on your occupation. So there's over 180 different occupations that are entitled to these flat rate expenses, and they're there in order to cover the costs of working. So the costs of maybe uniforms that you have, tools, anything like that, any costs that are related to your employment. And you don't need to send in any receipts or anything like that. It's based solely on your occupation and your job title. So there's a huge amount of them out there available to people. So say, for example, if you're working as a shop assistant in retail, there's €121 there that you can claim. If you are a nurse, doctor, teacher, there's a huge, huge amount of them out there, which is really great. But I suppose there's a few things about them that are a bit strange. So there's a few anomalies there. So simple things like if you look at cardiac technicians, if you're a female cardiac technician, you get €212 of a flat rate expense, whereas if you're a male cardiac technician, you get just €107. So that's a bit of an anomaly out there, because the assumption is that you have to wear the same, I suppose, safety equipment and uniform regardless of your gender there if you're working in that industry there. And then if we look at things like nurses, so if you're a nurse working in a hospital, you can get a flat rate expense there of about €733. But if you're a nursing assistant, who I suppose as well has to wear the same uniform, perhaps maybe a different colour there, they get just €526. Or even if it's the case that you're a veterinary nurse, you get no flat rate expense there. But if you're a vet, you get a flat rate expense. So there's a huge amount of kind of anomalies out there in relation to it that we'd like to maybe have the revenue look into when they're doing the review on it, just to make sure that, I suppose, everyone's included in it. And these came from 30, 40 years ago, when there was really strong unions that were able to negotiate with the government there to introduce these flat rate expenses. But they're not really reflective of the workforce as it is at the moment there. So there's thousands of different occupations that exist now that didn't exist 30 years ago there. And even if you take myself there, for example, I'm an office worker. We didn't have a strong union back in the 70s when these were introduced there, nor did our roles really exist. So there's no flat rate expense for people like myself there. And then there's a huge amount of different occupations that have come into play that they don't exist for at all, or there's very small flat rate expenses. And there's a huge variance in the amounts that people can get. So it could be a case that maybe you are a really talented musician and you're in the National Symphony Orchestra, you get almost €2,500 a year. But if we look at the flip end there, at the bottom end of the scale, then if you're working in the hotel industry as kitchen porter, you get just €21 a year there. So what we would love for the government to do is to do a full review of them. There was a review carried out back in 2018, and the changes were due to be introduced, but they were kicked down the line year on year. They were supposed to be reintroduced in January of this year, and now the finance minister has said that they need an overview. So while they're doing a review of it, we would love for them to review it and make it more reflective of the workforce as it is at the moment. Even things like, I know you're probably all familiar with the working from home and the tax relief in relation to that. That's really underutilized and underclaimed, because a lot of people find it kind of laborious to go find your expenses there for the last number of years, find your bills for the heating, the electricity, the gas bills, the broadband. We would love to see them introduce a flat rate expense in relation to working from home. So if you're a remote worker, you get this amount, and it means it's much easier for the revenue commissioners to apply to people, and also makes it much easier for people to be able to claim it there, because to be honest, there's hundreds and hundreds of different tax reliefs, expenses and reasons that people could be due tax refunds there. But the perception is that they're really hard to get and claim, and maybe they're really small there. So we'd love to make it as easy as possible for people to have their taxes correctly and get their tax refunds that they're due.
As you say, you know, a lot of these were negotiated maybe back in the 70s, and since then there are so many new careers that have come on board and new ways of working, like that, you know, remote working, which so many more people are doing post-COVID. So these expenses, these flat rate expenses, don't reflect any of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I think they're great. I love flat rate expenses. I love talking about them. I love talking to people that are entitled to one and they don't know that they're entitled to there. So like teachers, I love talking to teachers because there's €600 there that they can claim each year of a flat rate expense. They may have missed out on it and they can go back 4 years. But what it's really disheartening to do is to talk to someone that maybe is an office worker. They still have to get dressed every day to go to work there. But because they didn't have a strong union 30 years ago, because their role did not simply exist 30 years ago, there's nothing that they can claim back. So they still have the same costs in themselves to buy their clothing for work. They may even have special PPE equipment that they have to purchase there for themselves, but there's nothing they can get back from it there. But I love talking about it. Even the building industry, and if you're working as a labourer, there's a huge amount of them out there. So I would love for there to be an overhaul of it all, have it reflective of the workforce and have a fair amount there for everyone along the way. Like, I think it's hard to look, even if you look at the kitchen porter in the hotel industry, they get €21. But if you're a kitchen porter working in a hospital, you get €360. So there's huge variances across the board there. And it does go back to lobbying power years ago there. So I suppose I'm here to try and lobby for all the workers.
And even the amounts there, I know some of them are greater than others. But I mean, as you said, a lot of them were negotiated back 30, 40 years ago, and there's been no change in them to reflect the, you know, inflation or the rising cost of living or anything like that.
Yeah, there has been small changes throughout the years, and I would suspect the changes that were announced maybe or that were proposed back in 2018 when they did the last review would have been to change them to reflect inflation there. Some of them may have increased, some of them may have decreased there. I would suspect the next change that's definitely going to happen is the things like the cardiac technicians, that it's not going to be gender specific. You'll get a flat amount because that's the occupation that you do there. Or even like the veterinary nurses there, they have said that they're going to look to see if they can get that brought into the flat rate expenses as well, because if you're a veterinary nurse, you still have to pay your professional registration fees and there's nothing that you can get back in it there. Whereas if you're a vet, you register with the same council there and you can claim something back in relation to it there. So I would suspect that in the budget, they are going to either announce changes to the flat rate expenses, or that what is most likely they're going to do is announce a review on it there. And it's just, I suppose, when they are doing the review, to maybe not look just at the occupations that are included in it and review the amounts for them, but to look at the workforce as a whole, look at what occupations there are out there and maybe do a complete overhaul, change the occupations that are covered by it and have a fair amount that's reflective of inflation and the cost of working at the moment.
Okay, so whether did you announce the changes in the budget or whether they announce a review, would you see maybe changes coming into place next year possibly?
Might not even be next year. So they might announce, what I suspect is that they might announce in the budget that there's going to be a complete overhaul, and then they'll probably send it off to a committee there and probably budget 2025 would announce the changes to come in play in 2025 would be what I would suspect.
Okay, so another bit to go, but there is work being done on it, I suppose, to make it more equal for people.
Yeah, and I suppose just for your listeners as well, as I said, there is 180 different occupations covered in the flat rate expenses. So there may be people listening in that actually are entitled to flat rate expenses that are missing out on it. So even if I am bemoaning the fact that many people are missing out on it there is 180 different occupations covered by it there. And it's a huge amount of occupations, as I mentioned, retail, it's nursing, it's doctors, it's teachers, it's the building industry, the shipping industry, the hotel industry as well. There's a lot of people in that there. So if you're in any of those industries, it is worth asking the question, am I entitled to flat rate expense? And when you are asking that question, have a look as well. See, there's other things as well. There's the simple things like your medical expenses. There's a huge amount of tax reliefs out there in relation to changes in your circumstances. So if you have children, you have claim expenses in relation to them. If you get married, if you get separated, divorced, if you're a single parent, I could probably go on all day and bore all of your listeners there. But the two out of three of us are due tax refunds that we don't claim back. And I suppose the only way of getting them is by asking the question, am I entitled to something, and getting a review done on it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm sure all of those are available to, for people to view on the Revenue's website, but of course yourselves and taxback.com, I'm sure you're readily available to help people out as well if they need some assistance.
Yeah, absolutely. Even our blog, we have a blog. If you go onto our website, we have blogs there on all the different types of credits and expenses that people have. And what we do is we try to put it into simple English for people as well, explain what the credit is and how much you can get, or you can simply come onto our website and we can do a review for the last 4 years for you and see what you might be due back.
Okay, and that's taxback.com.
Lovely. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Well, look, Marion, we're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.